Hello, Alyssa.
Hello, Nicole. Good to see ya.
Hot zone.
Good to see you. A friendly face amongst the liars and cheats out there.
Oh, what does Taylor say? The liars and the dirty, dirty cheats of the world?
I think that was a prediction for how fantasy football has treated me this year.
Liars and cheats?
Yes. Trust no one. Trust no projections.
Trust no projections for sure. I don't know that anyone's cheating.
Well, the Chiefs are cheating.
The Chiefs, I mean, this last game, I felt like it was mostly fair. But their game against the Bengals was a little sus, in my opinion.
Yeah, actually, the refs were not on the Chiefs' side because a Niners player punched Mahomes in the throat and didn't get a penalty called,
I
shockingly.
saw that. Yeah. Yeah. When that happened, Ross was like, and everyone says the refs are always on the Chiefs' side. And I was like, all
Shut
right.
Shut up,
Okay.
Ross.
That one, I was like, all right, fair, fair. You make some points.
The tensions were high, as they are every week. I realize I am the Niners. Injuries all over, bruised, broken, at times sick.
So that's it.
Pneumonia.
Just that your team has injuries. You're the Niners in no other way.
You know what else happened? One of my players, Jameson Williams, first got negative 0.4 points. I have him in two leagues.
Ooh.
And then he gets himself arrested. Not arrested. Sorry. That was really dramatic. Not arrested, but suspended for two games for violating the drug policy.
Oh, how did he only get suspended for two games? What was he doing? That doesn't feel like a lot.
It's not a lot, but in fantasy, it is years of my life.
Fair.
We can't catch a break. Like, I'm just trying to inspire, leading from the top. And, you know, they just aren't listening to me.
The NFL players who've never spoken to you, they're not listening?
I pray every morning and every night, Alyssa, for better times ahead.
I feel like every week I look at you and I'm like, this will be your week. And then it isn't. So I'm going to stop saying that to you. And then maybe it will be.
No!
This week will be your week.
You know what? I'm just going to treat every week like it's going to be a loss. No hope.
That's what I
Just
do.
Prepare for the loss ahead.
Well, I've done that literally every week. I set my lineup. I'm projected to lose. And I'm like, all right, here we go again. It is what it is.
Honestly, it doesn't help that this year there are just injuries during the games, like season-ending injuries for so many stars that we have on fantasy, which I know all of them are like, we don't give a fuck about your fantasy, which if I played in the NFL, sure, I would also say that. But damn, it really hurts a lot.
Yeah, I don't
I feel
disagree.
the pain. I really feel the pain.
You know who feels the pain is the people getting injured. Like Chris Godwin. He felt the pain.
That foot, I don't know if you saw the visual of his foot,
but
oh,
I saw
turned
it
completely the other way.
No, it looked awful.
Oh my God.
He's not coming back from that one, I don't think, this season. Like, his foot is done.
This season or in general, they say.
Yeah, I mean, it makes
sense.
To be honest, his foot was just not the right way around.
To be honest, if I got injured where I would need surgery and rehab, at what cost?
That would be it.
Like, Nick Chubb came back after he had to repair his knee yet again.
I mean, if that's your only source of income, that's like your life's one true passion, I think you probably find your way back.
Yeah, who am I to say? It's not like I ever came close to being any sort of professional athlete out here. But I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of commercials with the Kelce brothers in there. CMC is even in some of them. My heart aches a little bit when I see those. I'm like, no more commercials. Out of the set and on the field.
The Kelces looked at their football careers and was like, we got to figure out how to get paid after this. Like, Jason Kelce is hustling in every commercial, in every, like, he's in the Buffalo Wild Wings. They're in the cereal commercial. He's doing Monday Night Football. Jason Kelce is everywhere. Travis, he's still playing and he's everywhere. He's acting. He's running a restaurant. He's doing the cereal commercial too. Like, the Kelces are getting paid and I love that for them.
I love the cereal commercial. That one is probably one of the top ones.
It makes me hungry every time. Every time I'm like, ooh, I would love a little bowl of cereal right now. So it's doing its job.
You need to post on TikTok and be like, this bowl of, is it Honey Nut Cheerios? Is influenced by the Kelce brothers.
Brought to you by Travis and Jason. Thank you.
Jason Kelce is honestly such a funny human being. Every time I see him on this my TV screen, he does bring me joy in some way.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
So, I will give him that. But, I will say the graveyard of injuries, it does lend itself to October spooky season, Halloween. Just didn't think that football would be this spooky, huh? Never know.
This whole
What
season's been
ghosts will
spooky.
reappear? Which ghosts will reappear from IR? Which people will be taken out?
I need my IR people to reappear. They've been ghosts for too long.
Well, hopefully they Casper and show up again with a smile soon.
Fingers crossed.
I saw this post that was saying that the Niners, the only healthy wide receiver, got shot in the chest a while
Oh,
back because Ricky Purcell, he got shot in San Francisco. And I was like, wow,
There's
this is
no one
really
else
just.
healthy other than him. I didn't even hear that guy's name ever until this year. No one else
Well,
is.
he's a rookie and
Wow.
he just started playing. He played his first game last week. So everyone else is, we're broken. We are broken and battered. Ay vey, ay vey. All right, anyways, enough about, actual football. Let's move along. All right, in other news, our favorite man, Scott Hansen. I recently learned his whole red zone routine. So 3 hours before red zone starts, he eliminates the eating and drinking. I guess what he's drinking beforehand is water and also a Diet Coke for some caffeine.
Love that. Elegant.
I don't think this man drinks coffee. I think he just doesn't need it, I guess.
I love so much that he drinks a Diet Coke because I love a nice Diet Coke. So good for Scott. He deserves it.
Hot Zone sponsored by Diet Coke.
God, I wish.
So he, in his own words, verbatim, said he has the willpower of a ninja. And
Oh.
after 7 hours of commercial-free football, as we know, he doesn't even immediately use the bathroom.
So he
He
doesn't use the
goes,
bathroom the whole time?
yes, Alyssa, facts.
I call bullshit off. I'm supposed to believe that that man sits there for 7 hours and doesn't pee.
I could if I 3 hours before didn't eat or drink anything, but that means he's, I guess, intermittent fasting for 10 hours. Maybe that's
So
how he's like
he
pretty
doesn't even
thin.
have a snack?
No.
I could
That's
never
how
do that.
serious he is.
But like he's not talking the whole time. There are periods where he's like for at least, I don't know, 30, 45 seconds, not talking. He could be having a little snack.
I know, but that could end up with him needing a bathroom break that could go on for longer, Alyssa, so he doesn't want to chance it.
I'm like shocked about this news. Like I understand why he maybe wouldn't be like taking a dump during, the break because that could take a long time. But peeing, I mean, peeing is like pretty quick. You can pee in 30 seconds.
I think once you break the seal,
Yeah.
then it
I
continues.
7 hours to not use the bathroom, not eat, or not drink anything, that's a long time.
It's 10 hours because 3 hours before the broadcast starts.
I could never do that job. I couldn't do that job for a lot of reasons, but just based on this eating and drinking schedule alone, I could not do this job.
Why don't we try that one time, the Scott Hansen challenge?
I wouldn't even probably make it to like 10:30.
I mean, it would be easy if I slept until 8 a.m. Then I'm already, at that 3 hour window.
You think you could not eat or drink all day?
Maybe.
I would love to see you try. I'm not even going to attempt this because I know I love a good Sunday morning breakfast. Me and Ross have a new tradition of like walking to Starbucks to get me a little treat. Like Sundays are my day to have just yummy morning treats. But if you want to try it, I'll validate. I'll watch you.
As our King Nelson said from Cheer in high school, do or do not, there is no try. And I know that that was a quote from Yoda, but he loved that quote.
I thought you were gonna say pain is temporary, glory is forever. And I was like, I don't know how that applies here, but like, yeah, I guess if you do it, I'll give you glory.
Okay, the Scott Hansen challenge. Boom, TikTok.
TikTok, who's doing it?
So after he goes home, that's eventually when he uses the bathroom.
Sure, God,
So
hope so.
after the whole red zone, like, anyways, and he has his own custom-built media wall in his living room with five screens. One, he puts Sunday Night Football on, the other one, NFL Network for highlights, then the ESPN highlight show, then for fun, a news program. And for more fun, he puts on a Marvel movie or a Star Wars movie, and he just watches all of this at once.
This man's brain is either operating just on a different level than the rest of ours, or he's absorbing none of this information. Because how are you going to watch a Marvel movie, the news, sports highlights, and send it? Like, you can't watch all of that at once. I can barely watch multi-view and watch two games at once.
Well, if you think about it, he has the Octobox during Red Zone. He's watching all of this crazy stuff.
I can't believe he comes home and watches more football. If I was him, I'd be like, I'm done. I'm tapped. I am
He
done
is
for the
me. I
day.
am him. I am Mrs. Scott Hansen. But he was saying that all this stimulation is his comfort zone. And then he ended the segment with saying that that's probably why he's single.
Is he single? Oh, that's really surprising. He's very
Hello,
handsome.
Scott. It's me.
You could be Mrs. Scott Hansen. Slide in those
Well,
DMs.
I know. But I know, I swear I thought that he had a wife. Maybe she left him because of this madness.
So it sounds like you're going to be the future Mrs. Scott Hansen, and the two of you are going to watch a million screens of 10 different football games at once.
That would be crazy. If you think about it, it's really only just one day. I feel like I already do that with watching Red Zone.
But you're not narrating it. Like I'm watching Red Zone, like I'm paying attention, but like, it's kind of in the back of my mind. I'm on my phone sometimes, I'm not like locked in to Red
I
Zone.
am locked the
You are not
fuck
locked
in,
in.
Alyssa.
I have talked to you on the phone. You are not locked in. You are not locked in the way that Scott is locked in. He is the definition of locked
Okay, I
in.
will say he is definitely locked in. I am like, when you're on a meeting sometimes and you don't have your camera on and you aren't speaking and you're on the phone browsing a little bit. But I will say there's some narration on my end when I'm watching narration to the cats and then they scream, not they scream, I scream, and then they run away all scared. And they're like, what happened to peaceful Sundays? And I'm like, it's football season.
They'll be back in
Okay.
February.
Honestly, maybe I am the level of crazy that Scott Hansen is too. Not crazy, quirky.
Yeah.
Flip the script.
I could really see this for you. You guys would be really happy together.
Yes, but I was dying laughing when I saw this interview that he did. Just wow, this man is
What time
incredible.
zone does he live in? East Coast?
Good question, Alyssa. Good question. Where does Scott Hansen live? He lives in Florida.
I don't love that. Do you think he's a Bucks fan? I hope so.
Let us see.
I'm sure he probably can't say what football team he likes, if he likes one at all, but like that couldn't get out.
No information about
Yeah.
which team he's a fan of.
I'm sh he probably either doesn't have one, or if he does, he can't tell anybody.
To be honest, maybe it's better to not have one.
Less disappointment, but
Is it
less
better to have
joy.
loved? Is it better to have loved and lost or to have never loved at all?
A great question. I think if you don't have a team, you have nothing to root for. It's kind of sad.
Kind of sad, but also saves you from disappointment at times.
Mean, yeah, it's better than rooting for a team that sucks.
You never know when the team will suck at one point.
Yeah.
Bound to happen. All right. Well, Scott Hansen, slide through my DM or I will slide through yours. Invitation is
Love that for Scott. Can't
open.
wait for you to do the Scott Hansen challenge.
Coming soon, ladies and gentlemen. All right. And then the next thing, I don't know if you've heard, but our cute little short and sweet girl, Sabrina Carpenter, is apparently a curse for any sports teams that she wears their clothing for.
Same.
You are Sabrina Carpenter.
Wow, I love that I have that in common with her, but I need you to explain this so much more. So she's like worn gear and the teams have lost. Does she have a team?
Exactly.
Who's her
It
team?
doesn't, and it spans all sports,
Oh.
not even just specifically for like football or baseball. So in Toronto, she wore a Maple Leafs jersey, so the hockey team. Then the day after, they had a horrible opening game.
Oh.
And then in Philadelphia, she wore a Phillies baseball jersey. That's her hometown. And then they were eliminated from the postseason the following day.
Bummer.
Later on, and this is where it comes down to football, she was in New York wearing a Cowboys sweatshirt. And they had that terrible loss against the Lions when it was 47-9 at their own stadium. So, I don't know, the curse is there. The curse is real. And this happens, like she's been wearing the clothing sometimes at her concerts, other times just out in the open. I feel like she might be secretly wearing some Niners gear at home or when she's sleeping because I don't know. There's some
Because they're
curse to the
losing.
Niners that I cannot figure out. Someone has put a curse on us. And I will get to the bottom of this one way or another.
They have been dropping like flies over there.
Yeah. So, anyways, I thought it was very interesting, but
Yeah,
I
me
feel
too.
like this seems like there is a trend.
So let's hope she never wears Bengals or Bucks gear.
Yeah, when you are a Bucks fan, honestly, when are you a Bucks fan, Alyssa?
I was a Bucks fan yesterday, Monday Night Football. I was cheering them on. They didn't win, and that was a bummer, but
If there was only like the full game that you could watch and you had to choose between a Bengals game or a Bucks game, which one would you choose?
it would probably depend on who they were playing.
Alyssa, just tell me. It just has to be straight up who it would be.
Probably the Bengals.
Oh my God.
But it would depend who they
I'm
were
rolling my
playing. Like,
eyes.
if the Bucks
Alyssa.
were playing someone easy and I was like, that wouldn't be a good game, then I would choose the Bengals. But if the Bengals were playing someone where I was like, that's not gonna be a good game. Yeah. But yes, if it was between the two, all things being equal, probably Bengals.
Your loyalties are so shifted. I cannot with you.
I mean, I was a Bucks fan because of Leonard Fournette, and he has not been on that team in like 2 years. So it's hard to remain a fan. I mean, I love Mike Evans. Baker's been doing great things, and I just like love the pirate aesthetic, but I love Joe Burrow the most. You know? So like if Joe Burrow moved teams, I would not be a fan of the Bengals anymore. Like I would just go be a fan of that team.
You're a fan of the players,
Yeah.
not the franchise.
Yes, I'm not a loyal franchise fan.
Well, I'm sure Joey B will be at the Bengals for a while.
Yeah.
But who knows? Anything can happen nowadays. But anyways, we will, keep some tabs, keep an eye on what Sabrina Carpenter is wearing. I'm sure she has caught wind of this curse that she's been doing. I'm sure fans of these teams have been very angry, so who knows? Maybe she'll just have no sports affiliation from here on out. All right, speaking of the cowboy sweatshirt that she was wearing, in the bye week, Dak Prescott proposed to his longtime girlfriend, Sarah Jane, with a 10-carat engagement ring
Oh my
worth
God.
$1 million. Like, what?
Oh, I have to see a picture of that. Is there a picture? Oh my God. I think it looks ugly. Like, I think rings that big are like so over the top.
I mean, 10 carats is a lot. It seems very heavy.
It's huge. A million, I would not want to wear $1 million on my finger.
I mean, it's okay.
Yeah, and just the center diamond is 10 carats. It's set between two more baguette diamonds on an 18 carat yellow gold band. I mean, it's an ugly ring. I would never wear that, but okay, that's a lie. I would wear it. It's a 10 carat diamond, but It's not my favorite. If I had $1 million to spend on a ring, it would not be that ring, I guess is how I would put it. If someone bought me that ring, I'm not gonna, turn my nose up at it, but it wouldn't be the ring I would choose if I was gonna spend $1 million.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I would wear it, but if the opportunity presented itself, sure, I would put it on. I mean, good for them. He did propose during their bye week while they were golfing. They also recently welcomed a baby together, so I guess this is a natural next step. But either way, this big rock cannot take away from the disappointment the Cowboys have been this year. So at least he's using some of his guaranteed money from his new contract, right?
Hell yeah. I saw a tweet about this that was like, this is Dak's only way to get a ring is to get married. Thought it was funny.
Facts.
Facts,
Ay,
yeah.
oy vey. All right, and then in other news, Jay Cutler, he was the former husband of Kristen Cavallari and also the Bears quarterback, but I feel like I know him for the Kristen reason more so. But he was arrested for a DUI and gun possession in Nashville. So he was found at the scene of a car crash and was visibly drunk, refused the field sobriety test. And then, in addition, he also had a loaded pistol and rifle in his car.
Oh, I don't love that. I saw a
Yes.
tweet about his DUI. Someone like quote tweeted the DUI post saying, "Another drive ruined by Jay Cutler." Also, my only value to this bot is, oh, I saw a tweet.
Well, the thing is, the tweets and the memes go crazy, honestly. People are so clever, it
People are
kills me.
funny as fuck. People are hilarious on the internet.
Sometimes people push it too far, though, but I mean, it's better than pushing it far than me.
Yeah, I get it. I get a giggle every time. So push it farther. How far can we go?
Okay. And then I feel like we always learn together. So, we are having a learn together segment right now. We need to come up with some catchy thing when we have a learning segment. We'll
All
figure it
right.
out next week.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm sure you've heard of the quarterback passer rating that's discussed every week after a game.
Yeah.
But I mean, I didn't really know, the scale of this rating, and I wanted to learn more about it, so I'm here to educate everyone as I educated myself.
I'm really glad you're educating me about this because I think on this past Sunday, I think it might have been Joe Burrow, the announcers were like, oh, number one rated passer. And I was like, how is that true? He's not that good. I mean, love him, but I think they said that about Joe Burrow. I could be wrong, but I remember thinking like, what is this based on? So I'm really glad you're going to teach me. What is it
We are
based
always
on?
in sync. So they use four factors: the completion percentage, yards per attempt, touchdown percentage, and interception percentage. And the scale goes from 0 to 158.3. Why it goes
So
to
specific.
158.3, I don't know, but everything comes down to the exact decimal and number in the NFL. So this is also based on a series of things like, how many passing yards that they have to meet, and there's a whole formula. Imagine it's like that video where it's someone's head and like formulas behind it. So, you obviously have to have a decent number of passing yards. No interceptions is good, more touchdowns, et cetera. But yeah, I was curious. I didn't realize that it went all the way up to 158.3 because I always heard them say like 100 something, and I was like, it would be easy if it just went from 0 to 100, right?
Yeah.
So that did confuse me, which is what brought up this research.
Great.
So one example from this previous week was that Mahomes had a 44.4 passer rating, actually, against the Niners. I know the Chiefs won this past weekend, but this was the lowest in his career. So if we think about the game, he really didn't get that many completed passes. And then he also got a couple interceptions. I don't know if he actually threw any touchdowns, to be honest. I think they ran in the touchdowns with Kareem Hunt. So, yeah, I mean, kind of interesting, but who would have thought Mahomes would have 44.4?
Yeah, that's not very good, but I do remember like he got one of his interceptions this past weekend, and I like look at Ross and I was like, oh, that's your boy. Like, that's your boy getting interceptions. He's not that good of a quarterback. Like, his team
He's
is
not
very
good.
good. No, he's not that. Like, literally, Ross is like, Mahomes is the GOAT. He's the best player in the league, all this stuff. And I'm like, he's not even the best quarterback in the league. Like, he's very
He's
good.
scrappy, though.
He's scrappy. He can run. He gets out of the pocket. Like, sure, he's not a shitty player, but like, according to the, I like looked up the passer ratings, he's like not up there at all. He's after
He's
Daniel
not.
Jones. Daniel Jones has a better passer rating than Patrick Mahomes for
He is
2024.
not this year, to be honest. Granted, Rashee Rice out. I know they've been trying to figure out the whole wide receiver thing, but yeah, so now you know that it can go all the way up to 158. So if it's closer to that number, good. If it's closer to zero, bad.
All right. I love that. And I don't know what, I know I said earlier that the announcer said Joe Burrow was the number one passer. He's like not even top five. So I think maybe I either misheard that or I'm remembering it wrong because he's number six for 2024
You
right now.
wished it.
Geno Smith is number one.
Yes, Gino is number one in the passer rating, actually. My fantasy team, wouldn't say that, but yes, he is.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, Baker is number two, so I love that.
Well, who knows if that will be for long, to be honest.
Well, yeah, he's about to fall. All of his receivers are out, so Baker has no one to throw it to, so I'm assuming his passer rating will go down.
I'm sure he'll still sling the ball to someone. Me wishful thinking since I have Baker in 2 weeks. Anyways, moving along. Okay, and then now we have, as usual, our fun game to close out this week's podcast. Okay, I want you, Alyssa, to name one player from each of the teams in the NFC division. And it cannot be a quarterback because I feel like that's pretty easy.
Are you going to tell me the teams?
Yes, I'll tell you
Oh,
the
okay.
teams.
I thought I had to guess the teams too. And I was like, sorry, can't do that.
Arizona Cardinals.
And it can't be the quarterback?
Yes, can't be the quarterback.
I have no idea. I cannot name another Cardinals player.
Insert the Jeopardy theme song. Do, 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 do,
I really
do,
don't
do,
know.
do, do,
I
do,
can't name a
do,
player on
do,
the Cardinals other than Kyler Murray.
do. All
Can I
right,
name their
NA.
coach? Can the coach count?
The coach could count.
Okay, I act like I can see his face, but I cannot think of the name of the Cardinals coach. So I don't. Cliff?
Cliff
Cliff Kingsbury?
used to be the coach.
Damn it.
X. X for that one.
All right. So Cardinals, we didn't start strong.
Atlanta Falcons.
Drake London.
Very good, Alyssa. Very
Thank you.
good. All right. Carolina pa Panthers.
I think I have what's his face? Chuba Hubbard.
Yes, very good.
Nice.
Honestly, I am a freaking genius. How do I know all these people already?
Yeah, are you validating my answers or you're just like, sure.
It's all in the brain, Alyssa. I am literally, I can see it. It's like a visual.
Okay.
It's, what is that Netflix show? The one where she's playing chess?
Oh, Queen's Gambit.
I am Queen's Gambit, but about football.
You just like see it on the ceiling when you're
I
high.
see fantasy football.
Okay.
I had a dream that I had Keon Coleman on my team.
Wow.
I bet you don't even know what team he's on, Alyssa.
No, I have no idea.
Perfect. It shall stay that way. Anyways, moving along. Chicago Bears.
Oh, I have DeAndre
You might not
Swift.
be looking at it,
No, DeAndre Swift
Alyssa.
is on my fantasy team.
All right. Dallas Cowboys. This should be easy.
Yes, I had him and then I dropped him. Ezekiel Elliott, but also
Oh.
CeeDee Lamb. I also
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb is so
I'm literally just like, did I
him.
have someone on my fantasy team? But I never had CeeDee Lamb, so there's one. I guess I don't have
Honestly,
Drake London either, so.
they come and go, these people. Easy come, easy go.
Yep. All right. I'm feeling good. We started off really badly with the Cardinals, but I'm doing okay.
Detroit Lions.
Oh, fuck. I don't know. But their coach is Dan Campbell, if I can get like a half a point.
Half points.
Okay. Half point for Dan Campbell.
Green Bay Packers.
Oh, damn it.
This is so easy.
For Hugh? I mean, literally in my mind, I'm like, Aaron Rodgers. He's not even on the Green Bay Packers. Like, that's how that's going. Jordan Love, but I can't name the quarterback. So Jordan Love throws it to, I'm just gonna. Johnson. Is there a Johnson?
What?
I'm
I don't know, Alyssa, to be honest. That's too vague.
Okay, well then I don't know. Oh, no, I got nothing. Who you say one.
Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs,
Yeah,
Dontavian Wicks,
I would have never come up with anyone. So,
Tucker
okay.
Kraft, the tight
So.
end. I could go on and on, Alyssa. Don't test me.
Okay. So we didn't do the
Oh, wait, you get
Cardinals.
half a point for naming the coach, which I'm sure you know,
Oh,
Alyssa.
I definitely know him. Our little vesty guy. Oh my God, why can't I think of his name? Literally,
Bro.
I literally see his cute little face and his little vest.
All right, you're done.
I can't think of his name.
Matt
Matt
LaFleur.
LaFleur, thank you. Ugh. It's like when
Los
you're like,
Angeles.
you know when you're like really trying to think of something and you're like, I know this. That's how it was with Matt LaFleur. So
It was on the tip of your tongue.
we'll do like a quarter of a point. Okay, next
Just
team. I think I
you
have what, like 3.65 points? No one's keeping score. Next team.
have 4.5.
Okay, deal.
Okay, Los Angeles Rams.
I'm realizing I don't pay attention to football a lot.
This is why this game is fun, to be honest.
Matthew Stafford
Quarterback.
throws to Amon-Ra St. Brown. I know he wears blue. Is it the wrong blue?
Lions.
Oh, damn it. Okay.
But if you know the head coach, half a point. You
Of
should know this one.
the Rams,
Yes.
Sean McVay.
Oh, right.
I'm really racking up these half points. Barely.
Okay, Minnesota Vikings.
Okay, TJ Hawkinson is definitely, I mean, he hasn't been playing, he's been out, but he's on the team.
He's on
So
the
I got one. That's my
team.
boy. I drafted him and I've been waiting for him to play this whole season. Hopefully week seven, he's coming back.
Everyone is like, hopefully weak. It's
I
like
know. I
seven,
really need it.
ten,
Like,
11.
literally when I drafted him, I knew he was out, but I was like, all right, he'll be all right. Like, let me draft him. I'll have a weak tight end for a few weeks. He'll come back. But now I've had a weak tight end the whole season and we're halfway through. So I need him to come back this
Well,
week.
if you're looking to do some trades, I'm down.
I might have to. It's getting rough out there.
Look at my roster. Take your pick.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Except for Tyreek. Someone tried to trade me for Tyreek, and I'm like, I am not getting rid of Tyreek.
Yeah, someone tried to trade me for Jamar Chase, and I was like, that's my one player that's good. Let's try again.
I mean, I don't know. Tyreek, Tua, so shaky.
I mean, Tua's
Anyways.
coming back, so you'll be all right.
Just wear the guardian cap, Tua. Wear the cap.
That brain is
You
getting
crazy
scrambled. That
motherfucker.
brain is getting scrambled ASAP.
The brain is already scrambled. I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's like when someone rides a roller coaster and they refuse to put on this little safety strap and they just go upside down and hope for the best.
Right.
Anyways, I'm really hoping that, Tua will be better for Tyreek, so prayers up, Tua.
Prayers up.
All right, the New Orleans Saints.
Alvin Kamara.
That's good. Okay, you're making a comeback.
Hell yeah.
Come back in the second half.
Hell yeah. They had us in that first half. I'm not gonna lie. We're coming back.
You're a win from behind.
Nice.
Oh wait, New York Giants.
The Giants. Singletary's on the Giants now. Yeah.
He is.
Okay,
I'm
cool.
surprised you know that because you have the other running back, but
Of the Giants? Oh, I guess I do. I could, but I think that's why I know that because I only have Tyrone Tracy.
Junior.
Yeah, I have him
No,
because Singletary has been out. So I guess I could have said him, but
Singletary
Singletary.
is just trash right now.
No,
Anyways.
he was injured for like 3 weeks.
He was in last game.
He was
Anyways,
in last game, but
I will not use this pod as a rant.
that's the whole point. That's been the point of this pod for 2 years. That's all this pod is for you.
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Jason Kelce would have been an easy one.
Yes.
Oh, Dix, what was his name? I hate when I like I'm trying to think of someone and then I like get too focused on them. I actually don't know that I can name anyone besides Jay Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown doesn't play football anymore, Alyssa.
Shit.
Remember the Bucks when he took off his shirt and threw his gloves into the audience and was
Yeah,
like,
who am
"Peace, I'm out of here."
I'm thinking of someone else then.
AJ Brown, but
AJ
you lost
Brown.
it.
Okay, I was
Wrong
close. Wrong
Brown.
Brown, but I
X.
wasn't that far off. That should be like 0.1 points.
Point
I got the first initial and the last name.
one.
That was pretty close.
I'm dead. All right, Niners.
Oh, Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel. I can name lots of them.
Very good. Although you're a trader, you know them.
I do know them.
All right. And then the Seattle Seahawks.
DK Metcalf?
Very good.
Okay.
He's also injured. Who isn't, honestly?
Yeah. All
Okay. This
right.
should
Well,
be very easy for you, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Chris Godwin.
Yes. Prayers up, Chris.
Prayers up, Chris. Prayers up, Mike Evans.
The
Prayers up to the whole
whole offense.
offensive team right there, you know?
Okay, and then last but not least, the Washington Commanders.
Terry McLaurin.
Very good. Scary Terry. All right.
I did a lot
Oh.
better than I thought I would, if I'm honest.
I mean, it actually ended up being pretty good. So there's
16.
16 teams, and you got one, two, oh my gosh, I'm trying to count, but the whole screen is spinning. Okay, 12.1. Pretty
That's pretty good. What is that? Let me do that math.
Passing for sure.
Is it 12.1?
Yeah, you got 76%.
Okay, so that's like a C.
Hey, C's get degrees.
C's do get degrees. When I was pre-med for a quarter, one of the sayings they always said was, what do you call a doctor? Or like, what do you call the person who was the dumbest in med school? Like, oh, a doctor. I don't know. I'm not saying it right. But anyway, C's do get degrees.
But I did not realize that fun fact that you were pre-med for a semester.
For a whole semester, I was, and I had to take calculus, but it wasn't even regular calculus. It was calculus for like pre-med students. So it was like medical calculus. It was so hard. And I was like, well, that's it. I'm not going to be a doctor because I don't understand calculus. I cannot math. And that's like a pretty big part of it. And I'm good at all other kinds of math, like algebra, sure. Geometry, no problem. But as soon as I tried to learn calculus, my brain just was like, nope, you're not going to learn this. Sorry.
That's so confusing with calculus because when do doctors use calculus?
I have no idea, but it was really hard.
Anyways, I don't know. Being a doctor seems very no, being a surgeon seems really intense. Like you can do surgeries for hours on end. Can never show up hungover.
Yeah, I would never
Steady
have wanted to be a,
hands.
no, I would not have wanted to be a surgeon. I wanted to be an oncologist, like a cancer
Oh.
doctor. But alas, here I am now working in higher education.
In another life,
I'm
Alyssa.
conferring the degrees of other people who become doctors. So, you know,
Dr. Gager.
never. Maybe I'll have a child. They'll be a doctor.
Well, I guess this concludes our podcast for the week. To better times ahead. And as always, like I said last week, what was it? Peace, love, and blessings.
Peace, love, and blessings. Blessings up. Blessings up to the Bucks. Blessings up to all the injured players on the Niners.
All
Blessings
the
up to
injured
your
players overall.
all the injured players and blessings up to your fantasy team, Nicole. This week is gonna be your week. I know it.
Please. I mean, honestly, though, in one of my leagues, I was the highest scorer. I got an A plus,
Okay.
but the A plus does not account for the C minus and probably the F I got.
Yeah, I mean, last week I was weekly winner in our league and I'm still in last place overall. So,
Oh, nice. I didn't realize you were the weekly winner.
yeah.
Very nice. I was bottom of
Doesn't count for much.
the pack, as always.
It doesn't count for much in the long run, but you know, we'll take the win. Or 2 weeks ago, I guess it was.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, at least at one point my team is gonna pop off. Just one week.
All you need is
My
one.
goal now is just to get a weekly winner one a week and one more win, and then I'm good.
All right, this will be your week.
Yeah, hopefully. Well, there's a little trade ski happening, so let's see if that helps.
We'll see, and blessings up.
All right, that's all, folks.
Bye.
Thanks for keeping it hot.